Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be cloudy, continued windy, high today around 35. In Kenosha right now, it's 31 degrees, 30 in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, and it's 32 in Racine. A task force that has spent the past several weeks looking into the future of Racine County's nursing home is recommending the county hire a broker to determine if there is a market for the Ridgewood Care Center. Task force chair, former county executive Gene Jacobson, saying it would be irresponsible to the taxpayer not to look into privatization.
And right now, Ridgewood is a beautiful facility. It's one that Racine County can be very proud of. The employees, the patients, have a wonderful relationship, and we've always been very proud of it. But right now, there's a market for that kind of facility by the private firms, and we've had some inquiries, and I think it's well worth our looking into it.
Although the recommendation was unanimously endorsed by the task force, one supervisor indicated he didn't think enough information was available. Bob Miller indicating he'd like to see the full board take a look at what more counties have done with their nursing facilities. Aside from some parking issues that seem to be easy to remedy, a Kenosha business called Culinary Infusion is moving closer to approval in the city of Racine for creation of a catering banquet lodging facility in the old Our Savior's Lutheran Church complex on Washington Avenue at Taylor. Based on existing ordinance, Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski said 21 more parking spaces are needed, mostly for the banquet facility, though it's a calculation based on use.
The way that we calculate parking is based on actual floor area that's accessible to customers and employees for the functioning of the facility. We don't count bathrooms, we don't count storage areas, those types of things. So sitting down and working through the site plan with the applicant might be able to fine-tune that parking number, but right now it appears to be insufficient parking.
Kathy Meyer said they plan out for the max on things, but usually they never get to those levels. People, parking, even the event's conclusion. She says they try to incorporate things, but they usually don't have to use them.
We want to have a nice event. So when we wrote our policies in Kenosha, we don't serve shots, we don't serve martinis, we don't serve Long Islands. If we were in it just for the money, we'd be going, yep, we're selling shots, because that's quick money. What we're in it for is a quality event. So what that also helps do is, you know, the neighborhood, we are not, you know, when we're let out at 11:30, we prefer people not be in some drunken stupor walking through the neighborhood.
One person living near the site sent a letter of opposition based on potential noise. A person living across the street called it a phenomenal idea, but was a little concerned about the parking. Plan Commission supported creation of an ordinance to rezone with a public hearing and a conditional use permit, all of which now goes through the Common Council. City of Kenosha's next police chief could be chosen within the next few days. The Police and Fire Commission scheduled to meet Friday to again interview the three finalists and could name a successor to retiring Chief John Morrissey that evening or Saturday morning. The three finalists are Deputy Chief Daniel Muskinis, David Zabolski, the interim chief of the Beloit Police Department, and Andrew Zinke, former undersheriff at the McHenry County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. The Wisconsin Supreme Court gets asked to allow Milwaukee to ignore a 2013 state law that lifted residency requirements for local police officers and firefighters, part of a 1938 charter ordinance that is protected under the home rule provision of the state constitution. Attorney Jonathan Cirimilli, representing the unions, argued that the old protection doesn't apply because the new law is in effect across the state.
The issue of residency is primarily one of statewide concern.
Assistant City Attorney Miriam Horowitz, though, hinted at the legislature again overstepping its authority.
If it is truly a local concern, as this residency issue is, then it should be left to the local government.
An appellate court previously had upheld Milwaukee's position on residency. The state Supreme Court justices could issue a decision in this case later in the year. And a Beach Park, Illinois woman reported missing Tuesday after failing to show up for work in Kenosha was found with her vehicle Wednesday afternoon in a Kenosha parking lot on the far northeast side of the city. 28-year-old Danielle Schulze was unconscious but breathing, according to the Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. That lot is in the 2700 block of Alford Park Drive. A Kenosha police officer came across the vehicle about mid-afternoon. Schulze was taken to a hospital, listed in critical but stable condition. She had reportedly made some comments about harming herself while leaving her residence without a purse, wallet, or cell phone. Fire caused about $20,000 in estimated damage to a home in Racine yesterday morning. A neighbor going by the house on 1936 Case Avenue observed some smoke, knocked on the door, found out nobody was home, called 911. Firefighters arrived, traced the origin to the area between the ceiling and the first floor bathroom and the second floor. The cause officially still under investigation. That homeowner at work in Kenosha when the fire was discovered. Obviously, nobody got hurt. Racine's Health Department, with some funding from S.E. Johnson, is going to be presenting a free community program next week on the subject of bed bugs, how to identify them and how to get rid of them. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Although health officials say bed bugs do not spread disease and are not a medical or public health hazard, they are an incredible nuisance. And the program will include information that will benefit landlords, tenants, business owners, and community advocates. Bed Bug Blues will feature experts in the area of bug biology and behavior, bug prevention and control, and family and housing issues. It will be presented on Thursday, March 3rd at the Golden Rondell Theater. Reservations are required by calling 262-260-2154 or online at www.scjohnson.com/CIP reservations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A dispute between the Kenosha Airport Commission and the developers of a nearby warehouse, well, seems to be close to a resolution now. The developers installed a couple of retention ponds, but without first getting prior approvals of both the city and the federal agency that governs airport operations. The concern is that the open water could be attracting birds, and that could interfere with takeoffs and landings. City had threatened to go to court, but the acting airport director, Corey Reed, told commissioners at their meeting yesterday plans are in the works to modify the ponds to lessen their attraction for the birds. The process of getting work started on the Machinery Row project site along Racine's Root River Corridor, that is starting to move forward. The City Plan Commission supports creation of an ordinance to rezone 4 Water Street properties and a conditional use permit for the proposed multi-million-dollar development by Financial District Properties. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski noting a flex development overlay would be used in changing from the general industrial to central business district.
To encourage the creative reuse of the existing historic buildings, also place on within that a flex development overlay so that we could accommodate unique combinations of uses where we may have a high-tech business, high-tech industrial business, clean high-tech industrial business cohabitating a building with residential uses, or a restaurant with a grocery store cohabitating a building with residential uses.
Right now, he said 2 of the 6 buildings on the site are targeted for work, including some demolition. Machinery Row Phase 1 to encompass about 20 acres. And State Representative Tom Weatherston of Caledonia is going to have to get by a challenger in the November election if he wants to continue in the Assembly for a third term. Former Village resident William Pringle has filed paperwork with the State Government Accountability Board to run in the 62nd District, residency needing, of course, to be addressed at a certain point. He is connected to the ongoing efforts by some Caledonia folks to fight We Energies on what they maintain are health problems with their homes near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Any other candidates beyond these two, and that would require, of course, a primary. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.